A person is bringing a barrel from one place to another and it breaks. Bein shomer chinam, bein shomer sachar, yishava. Whether he was a shomer chinam or whether he was paid to watch it, a shomer sachar, yishava. He has to swear. Stam Mishnah we know is Reb Meir. So this is Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, zeh v'zeh yishava. Rabbi Eliezer says, I too heard that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, that both a shomer sachar and a shomer chinam, when they are carrying a barrel from place to place and it breaks, they both have to swear. V'tamea ani im yichon zeh v'zeh lishaveya. But I always wonder if they're actually able to swear, because how does a swearing help? Because how can a shvua pater this guy? For example, like the Rab brings the cases that if he's a shomer sachar, how can a shvua pater him? Because a shomer sachar, even without negligence, is chayv. A person that gets paid to watch, he has to watch things a little better than a person that's not getting paid to watch. So he's swearing that he wasn't poshea, because that's normally what swearing is, but how does that help him? Maybe he doesn't have to be poshea to be chayv. And on the other tzad, if he's a shomer chinam, it's true that he's chayv only for pshia, but how can we make him swear for pshia? Because if we're dealing with a case where the land was flat and it broke, so it's obviously pshia. It's, of course it's negligence. So you're going to make him swear for negligence? Of course it's negligence. So it doesn't really make sense. What are you accomplishing by making them swear? So really, Rabbi Meir doesn't really disagree with this, but rather Rabbi Meir wasn't making them swear midin Torah. Rather, this is just a shvu midirabonon, takanas chachamim. Because if you did not let a person that has the barrels break pater himself with a shvua, nobody would ever accept upon himself to take barrels for his friend, whether they were shomer sachar or shomer chinam, because they'd always be afraid. Because it's almost like a gray area, a person that has barrels break when he's carrying them. It's not totally pshia, but it's not totally ones. It's sort of similar to gneiva and aveda, which is close to pshia and also ones. So therefore, we made, according to Meir, we made them make a shvu midrabanan, that they're misakin, that it broke without his kavana, and he's pater.